give you the case. So what's the case? The case is you have this like fine dirt on you. What?
Thin sheet of dust.
Thin sheet of dust, okay? You can't really see it, but you can feel it. So Gemara says it's not short.
You can't see it. You can't see it.
I'm sorry, right. What did I say?
You said you can't see it, but you can feel it.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, you're right. You can see it, you can't feel it. Right. So what's the Gemara talking about? Right? What are the two possibilities here? Very interesting. What's the Gemara trying to figure out? That's the real question.
Oh, we totally
nailed it. Who's we? So what's the issue here? What's the issue ultimately? In other words, why would you say, so again, let's get it clear. Why would you say it is a chatitza? Shh, be quiet. Why would you say it is a chatitza? Why would you say it's not a chatitza? It's not a chatitza. Oh, well, it is a chatitza because...
So you're gonna say it's a chatitza because even though it might be it's hard to take off, that's just simply dirt on your skin. So it's like anything else on your skin. It's
okay. So yeah, there's an amazing idea. So even though it is, I'm sorry. Okay, right. Excuse me. It's like any other foreign entity.
Yeah.
Right? So who cares?
So
it's foreign.
Like a Sharpie, like if you're writing a Sharpie on your skin with it.
So that'd be
the separate substance in there.
Okay.
Once you can't feel it, either you could say that's a foreign entity that's on your skin, or you could define your skin now as being an extra quality of being dirty.
An extra quality of being dirty. Okay.
So different than if you use the drawing sturdy example. If you drew on your skin, I wouldn't call that. That's like, I don't know, Sharpie on your skin. You meant to that, or you can call it that's just weird black skin.
So where does the precedent for this exist, by the way?
That black.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say Rechitza by Yom Kippur. You know why? Why does this exist by Rechitza by Yom Kippur? What's the issur of Rechitza on Yom Kippur? What kind of Rechitza is asur?
Hands.
What's Rechitza?
Washing. Okay. But what type of Rechitza?
Cleaning.
No. Tainug, rechitza shel tainug, which means like an enjoyable washing. Okay, so cleaning. But the Gemara says, but let's say a guy has dirt, right? He's allowed to clean it. Why?
Because it's not anas for cleaning purposes.
But what is he doing? He's removing the dirt from him, meaning the dirt's like part of his skin. Right? He's removing the dirt from him. That's different than saying I'm already my hands are clean. I'm just making them cleaner. You understand? But in a similar way, that's basically the approach over here. Separate question. Hey, the base of Shechi, okay?
Wow.
Okay, base of Shechi is what? Well, read the Gemara. Okay, so let's talk about what was been here before. So let's make sure we got the facts. What's the base of Shechi? The base of Shechi is the armpit. So what happens, right?
Dead space.
Right, okay. So base of Shechi... By base of Shechi, so you have two possibilities, right? Now, again, I drew this out before, okay? But let's make sure that it actually won't be. Okay, so this is his kutonet, right? And
where's his armpit?
There, that's his armpit.
Oh, that's
yeah. That little bit of corner, that angle.
Where's his neck?
Okay, so normally this is the. Well, I don't even know what I'm drawing anymore. This is the coat, okay? So normally what's going to happen...
There's a gap.
Right. If you look at your shirt, you always have a space here.
It looks like a very badly proportioned human being.
So he is. Give me a moment. You won't be able to work on the base of Mikdash. So what the Gemara is saying, there are two possibilities. Do you say the space is a chatzitza? Do you say this is a chatzitza?
Just give a longer length.
And therefore, what would you need? You need this, right? So meaning, how would you have to make the kutonet? You have to make the kutonet in a manner where... But not the whole thing, though. Exactly. Because that's the key thing. It's only this area that lies away from the skin, normally. And when it's in its resting state, it's always separate from the skin. Always. Okay? So do you say... Now, that doesn't mean, so like I mentioned to you guys when you were preparing, that doesn't mean that the big day kahuna were all puzzle. No, what it means is that... According to one way of learning, when they made the big dikahuna, they'd always design in a manner where it'd be a little loose here and always tight by the armpit.
Which is like super practical.
Which is uncomfortable, right? Well, it's like an undershirt.
Whoa.
Right? Undershirts
are
tight against
your... Undershirts
what? Don't have armpits.
It's like so impractical.
And,
no.
Undershirts don't have armpits.
What?
They stop.
That's an A shirt.
Before...
That's a wife beater.
Yeah.
It's called wife beaters.
Okay, well.
There's different kinds of undershirts. Well, one kind of undershirt, minus sleeves. So it's tight.
And really,
mine has
shirts go all the way to
mine also has short sleeves.
Yeah, mine has short sleeves. So
there's very little space between the armpit and the shirt.
But there is space.
Okay, but the point is...
I
don't know. Who cares? The point, though, is that... So what's the other side going to say? The other side's going to say, no, what do you mean? Derech l'pishah v'kach. Normally speaking, you always have a space there. So what do you say? What are the two sides?
You
You should know, when I hit this piece of bar, I was just like, got eaten. It was great. What? Daryl Tavishev Cock tells us what? What does that tell us, Daryl Tavishev Cock? It tells us that, okay, so cloaks, right, or kutonets, kutonet, right? The Daryl Tavishev kutonet is what?
It's not an Armitage-type cloak.
Right, exactly.
And thus,
if the coin, the Torah tells us that you must make a kutonet for the coin, right? So what are you going to do? They're going to come along. They're going to look at what coats, so to speak, look like, right? And they're going to say the normal way a coat's worn is this. That's part of what the normative beged. A normal coat has this feature in it.
Any kind of beged, the normal way it's worn.
Any type of shirt cloak type thing always is going to have that phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
Derech v'shabakach. So what's the other side going to say? How do you respond to that?
Are we back in step one?
Right, in other words, what is Yilbash Abbasar is telling you something different then? What's the other side going to say?
It means it's going to be on your body.
It
means
it's going to have the word begad if it's in the din of touching your flesh to the baguette.
It's going to have the.
What's that saying that Al-Basar is particular by each baguette? Each baguette has its own version of Al-Basar because it has its own version of Norman of Levisha.
Right, but okay, no, I agree. I know that's you were saying before. I know.
What was wrong with the Maisachet?
Tell me, I know what you're trying to say. If you're going to tell me the idea of Yilbash Abbasaro is actually tofet, is actually expressed in the beged itself, okay?
Yeah.
Right? So then, but let me ask you a question. What kind of cloak has such a phenomenon?
No.
None. There is no idea of a kutonet that has such a thing like that.
That has what kind of
a kutonet never has an idea of an armpit being, the material being flush with your armpit. That's not part of what a kutonet is, right? If I look at a coat... If I look at people's No, we know that can't be because
we have the potential to touch.
Right, exactly. But that means that what kind of garment are we looking at then?
A swimsuit.
No.
If you
tell me, I want to say that if you're going to tell me that Yilbash Abbasaro is a din in the beged, right? The beged must have that quality. But then what you're really going to say is that the idea of a kutonet is not
cloak.
What? Rather what?
What?
No, okay. Let me ask you this. Let me put it a different way. If I took a coat, right, and I made it so that that the armpits are flush with my, that's the key. Is this still a shirt? We still define it as a shirt. Meaning, it's a new halachic idea of a beged. If you're going to take the idea of Yilbash al-Basar and put it into beged, that's a new halachic concept of beged. That's not using the normative way we look at beged.
If it wasn't a new idea of beged, then it wouldn't be called
a beged. 1 second. Okay. So what's this case? This is a crazy case. Hichnas yado socheko mahu. Right. So what would you say? So do you say that what? Do you say the gufo michayetz? Right. Olo.
Can I ask the question?
Please do. What, meaning?
Yamaka.
He did that. Right. How could it be? How could you ever say?
Another one.
You can use someone else's hand as a keeper.
Fine. Well, okay. What's the question? Which side do you ask the question on here? What?
They both make sense.
The side that says
do they really?
Yes.
It should be a chatzitza.
No, I'm saying it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be a chatzitza. How could it be a chatzitza? It's you.
Yeah,
it's just you. You and you.
That's
something physical in the baguette.
Say it again. What?
What
all you guys seem to be saying is that it's a question of ultimately how you define the term Yilbash al Bisaro. Right? What's Bisaro here referring to? Do you say it's what?
It's in a specific location.
So do you say that the baguette has to be what? Like, when it's a Bisaro, it has to be on right, on the busser that's assigned to, right? Right?
Or what?
Or
his busser.
What do you mean his busser?
Like any busser.
Right. Or as long as it's him, right? As long as it's him. Right. No, that's it's also tough. Okay, so if a guy had a thread that was separate, right? If a guy has a piece of string, right? Of course, it's a foreign thing, and that's going to be chatzitza. Rather, what? Ella.
Name a midudelis mahu.
Okay.
If it's frayed and it's like it's not attached to the baguette.
Interesting question, right?
It's frayed.
Right. Interesting. So, what would you say here? What would you say? Which side makes more sense? Very interesting case.
Nachati made more sense.
Yeah. Nachati, so why?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. If you say the thread's sticking out, it's not functioning as part of the beg anymore, so then how do you look at the relationship between the beged and the string? Because what's the next step you have to take? Now, what does the thread become now relative to the beged?
Either it uses part of the beged or an addition to the beged.
Well, but in either way you go, what is it then? It's foreign. Okay? In other words, meaning like this, meaning that what's a beged?
No, it uses part of the beged.
No, the other way. Sorry, the second way.
The addition part.
Right.
It's an addition to the beged. You got your functional beged and the extra addition.
The
extra addition.
If it's just a useless part of the beged, it's not foreign. It's just useless. If it's in either an addition or detached from the beged, then
well, it's not detached. It's in, if it's not once it comes off the beged, right? Once it comes off the beged, right? So how do we look at that thing? How do we look at that string?
Come off, obviously.
No, so if you look at, but you have to look at it as being foreign to you, right? I mean, in order to be chatzitza, it's got to be foreign. Chatzitza is always a foreign object, right?
Oh, foreign.
Foreign. F-O-R-E-I-G-N. So what makes it foreign then? How do you look at the relationship between the thread and the beged? That, to me, is the ultimate question. There's two ways to look at the relationship of thread to beged.
It's either part of it, attached as it is, or potentially detached.
No.
It's
no potential.
It's either
I hear that.
Right.
Step further. Because the question would be like this. The question is that, if you want to say, there was a second side I agree with. In other words, once you say that the string is what do you call it? The beged as a function, the string is no longer functioning anymore. Now the beged and the string are two separate things. Okay? Even though it's physically attached, from a functional standpoint, they're two separate things. Right? That's easy. Meaning you have thread and beged. There's another way you can look at the thread. Right? There's another way you can look at the thread in relation to how you look at what a beged is. What is a beged?
Physical garments.
Okay.
And still there
physically. A collection of fibers to make.
You're right, it's useless. I agree. Right? But useless doesn't mean lacking function doesn't make it separate. If you're going to say that, that means the thread is synonymous, at the very least synonymous with everything else on the beged. So therefore, what is the thread in relation to the beged? What is the beged then, really?
One physical object
of
cloth.
Of
fibers.
Threads. Of threads. Okay, but I like to use the word, I like the synonym more. You understand? In other words, if you look at it, if you think about it, if you look at what you're wearing, right, isn't it just really like, I mean, you really see this by the big day kahuna, because how they make it, right? They wove. Right. This was very thick, right? So the other way to look at it is that it's a useless thread, while the other ones are still, but they're all synonymous. It's the same. Well, that's, see, Josh, I agree with, thematically, I agree with you with the idea of it. Right. I agree with you with the idea that of substance. I think there's a theme here, but it's a different concept, though. It's saying that the thread is no different than the other threads. It just happens to here. It's just not functioning. It's a useless thread. But the beged, it's too easy to look at a beged. You look at the beged in a qualitative way. There's the abstract idea of beged, and then the thread, therefore, has nothing to do with it. Or does he know that, what is a beged? A lot of threads. And this thread happens to be, what do you call it? Not it's a useless thread. That was the only point I wanted to add.
Okay, what's the idea to say that it is
probably the last one.
Okay. Boy bar, it's funny. No, what's interesting about it? Well, I mean, just okay. If you want to be medactic, I said there's seven suffix. It's really six and a half. What do I mean by six and a half? I mean, is that
built off the hand?
That's right. See, look at the lush on the Gemara. Boy bar baravashi. I think he's asking on the hand case, right? There's the Gemara doesn't have that before. Now the Gemara is saying, okay, but we know the hand case. Now, can we go further? So, what's the next question? Right, okay. Okay, so now you got a funny case. What's interesting? So the guy grows his hair long. Okay, now there's a big machlokas among the achronim. Why? Because the kohen gadol has to do what? Every 30 days, right? So how could this happen? All right, fine. Some want to say it could be payas. Doesn't matter. We don't care about that. That's an interesting question of itself. But whatever the case is, so what's happening? So now the hair droops down between his shirt and what do you call it? And his skin. So why is this any different than the hand case? We got to be careful, because if that were true, though,
the hair would be a problem.
And your head. The mitznefet, right? Okay. So Gemara says, Sa'aro kagufo. Kagufo dame.
Why would mitznefet be a problem? The mitznefet is meant to be worn on hair.
Well, look at the difference. There is some truth to what Rav Eli is saying. Why? Look at the lush on the Gemara. Be medaktik, okay? Look at the case by the hand. Hechnes yadol sochiko mahu, right? This is Gufo Michayet Solo.
Right.
What does this say? This says Mahu Saaro Kigufo Dummy. Right? Olav Kigufo Dummy. Is it like your body? So there is something a little different going on here. Right?
He's obviously working off the side of the hand with
yes. Okay. So how do we if you say it's Kigufo, what you're really saying is that
it's natural.
Right, yeah, but that's why it's Kigufo. Meaning that it's not that it's not your busser, right? It's like your body, but why? Because naturally, it falls down there naturally, right? It doesn't grow from that location.
But do you think the second question could only be according to those that would hold that?
No, just one second. So using the idea of location, you have to build it off the idea of yad being location. So I think what you guys want to say, I think, is that you want to say that there's two. And I think you're right, Tully. There's two ways you could look. Again, the Gemara's question is this kigufo, right? So you would say it is kigufo if what? Yes.
Okay. We can give you a great example of a kid moving to a different school. So I think there's two ways to define foreign. Okay. I think the first way to define foreign is if something belongs there.
Okay.
So for my example, let's say an American guy moves to Israel, and obviously all Jews belong in Israel. So you might say, oh, that guy's not foreign. He belongs in Israel. So if he goes to school, he's not a foreign person in school. He belongs there. Or you could say, even though he belongs there, we're going to define foreign as something that didn't originate from there. So even though the kid's supposed to be in Israel.
John was saying.
Right. So even though the kid's supposed to be in Israel, it's going to be an analogy to make more things.
Okay.
Even though the kid's supposed to belong in Israel, that kid's a foreign person.
Right.
He
didn't okay. Yeah. That's fine. I was going to say, I don't have to give the analogy, but yeah, that's fine. All right, so what do you think about these seven suffixes, by the way? Do you agree with my... Okay, so now you have a great question. Is Tzvil in a chatzitza or not? Okay? Now, where would the chatzitza be? No. Loti bayalach kevan delaila chaitzi yom nami chaitzi kiti bayalach laman damar laila's man tefillin my mitzvah de gufei chayetz olo chayetz. Okay, so let's start off with the first thing here. So what's the Gemara saying? Gemara's question is tefillin a chatzitza? Okay,
right.
Meaning what?
Meaning is it part of being
of that? Right. Now we're going back to the problem of the literal way of learning it. Where's Rashi? He's Rashi on this, right? Yeah. So your Rashi says Mahu Shiachutzo, right?
Oh, yeah.
What does he say?
Yitzur
Begadim.
No, him.
So the problem is going to be now, not according to the Rambam. But the problem is going to be is wearing tefillin. Let's use simply is wearing tefillin an extra beged, right? So Aliba the Manda Amar. So Rav Zeira adds what he says. Aliba the Manda Amar. So she that says Laila loves man tefillin who, right? Meaning you don't wear tefillin at night. Then what?
Then he doesn't count as a beged.
Right. Loti bayalach, right? Kimi delaila chatziyom nami chaitzi, right? Kiti bayalach laman damar laila's man tefillin. My mitzvah de gufi chaitz lo chaitz. So if you say tefillin's worn at night as well as the day, then what? Come on, Alex, you got this.
If you say
tefillin's only worn in the day, not at night, then what? Would it be a chatzitz or not?
No, because it doesn't count as a beged.
Okay, but if you wore day and night,
then it would be another beged.
It's another beged. Meaning that wearing tefillin all day and night gives it the quality of being a beged. Okay. So then the Gemara says, let's stop. Okay, stop there. Okay. So tomorrow I'll give you the sources. There's a Tosfos we have to do. I do a Tosfos. There's a, one second.